I'm standing in the Rue de Rivoli in the middle of Paris, where the traffic's pretty heavy, as you can hear. And the air, well, this is not the sort of place you want to be hanging around too long. Experts say pollution is one of the reasons Parisians' lives are 6 months shorter than those of other French people. Diesel cars are especially bad because of the particularly fine and harmful particles their emissions contain, and they are numerous. Cheaper fuel at the pump in France is one of the reasons 6 out of 10 cars on French roads are diesels. So, should they be banned from French roads, as the new mayor wants?
I would say it's a good idea, because nowadays pollution is increasing a lot, and if the government can take chances to stop this pollution, they have to do it.
I think it's a bad idea. We need our cars to get around.
This is a diesel car. I'm going to sell it and buy something else because I'm against pollution.
If these cars are too polluting, then it's a good idea. If the cars they want to ban are old and polluting, then something has to be done because sometimes you just can't breathe.
Prendre des mesures parce que des fois on peut pas respirer.
Moi je suis contre.
Pourquoi?
I'm against it because many of these cars are utility vehicles. People are not going to be able to manage without them.
I live on the outskirts of Paris and I never come into Paris by car. Because I don't think it's useful to come into Paris by car.
It's very difficult, isn't it?
It's too difficult. Yes.
Would it be a good idea to make it impossible for diesel car owners?
Why not? Doesn't bother me.
Wouldn't it be unfair though on all of these people who drive diesel cars? I mean, it's 60% of.
I mean, here they have public transport. I mean, what's it like in villages in France? Well, there's no public transport. So I mean, I don't, you know, just because they don't want to go in the underground or whatever, you know, it doesn't bother me though.
Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo says she's both rewarding drivers and punishing them.
We make public transport free as soon as we get a pollution alert. We also make our city bike and city car sharing schemes free for the period of the pollution scare. Residential parking too. I won't comment on criticism from politicians who have done nothing, who on the contrary encouraged the car industry to embrace diesel when they knew, everybody knew, what a health hazard it is. We're paying the price today, which is particle pollution.
In addition to the diesel ban, Madame Hidalgo says this street and the Champs-Élysées are pollution canyons that need cleaning up with a pretty near total fossil fuel ban. Electric cars and hybrids only, she says. Trucks will be banned and the central part of Paris will become semi-pedestrian with only residents and some other special cases allowed for four wheels. It's an ambitious plan and one that Daniel Quérot, president of the French Car Owners Association 40 Million Motorists, has a hard time accepting. Especially the diesel ban.
Il nous semble quand même très difficile d'interdire.
It strikes us as difficult to ban old diesel cars in Paris because old diesel cars are generally owned by people on modest incomes. You can't forbid poor people to drive. Madame Hidalgo, when she takes measures like this, shows that she's not living on the same planet as ordinary people.
Ordinary drivers, in any case, of whom there are fewer and fewer. Only 40% of Parisians own a car, down from 60% in 2001. The people who are really being penalised by this ban are out-of-towners, whose votes Anne Hidalgo doesn't need. John Lawrenson, DW, Paris.